Async keyword is definitely a great thing to see because it means that operations are executed asynchronously. So if you're waiting for a database to finish processing, then your threads in your, let's say, web applications are, or in even other applications aren't blocked. And the application is using completion ports that are waiting for the DB operation to be finished. And once you get a response back, it notifies the rest of the application, hey, we have a response. And then at that time, an available thread will just pick up this operation and the processing will continue. So the fact that you're using async, it won't really help with the performance directly, but it will allow you to increase throughput because not that many threads will be blocked. And because of that, there is not like the existing threads will be used like very efficiently to its you will leverage its maximal potential and you won't have like many threads that are just adding an overhead to the system because thread context switches are just very expensive operation. And with the lower number of threads that are not being blocked, you will able to handle more operations. Imagine like you have some operators in a shopping center. With async, it's like you go to ask someone, hey, where can I find this? And that person is telling you, hey, I don't know, but I will figure this out for you. And then this guy goes to someone else and is telling, hey, could you find this information from this guy? And then tell me once you have that information from that guy. Okay, thanks a lot. And then meanwhile, I will go to the other clients and I will be processing their requests. I'm not blocked. I'm still able to handle the other requests. Yep, so this is the advantage of async keyword, not just for entity framework, but in general, it's not blocking threads.